Hello, listeners. If you like this show, please go to iTunes and subscribe. Rate and review our show. Thanks.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions, in case your tractor hits a cow. It's a TagCast podcast.
Wait.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Can I be getting paid for this, boys?
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
Wow.
He's a screamer, isn't he?
I've never known someone to be so descriptively talking about opening their eyes in such a fury.
First he's all,
you know. I would hope the rest of the song is like "What a Beautiful Day It Was."
Yeah, like,
but still sung in the same style. I opened my eyes.
I went out.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
You got a nice suntan. You got some work done.
Did he say his legs?
I think he did say his legs.
Holy shit. Okay.
So he's taking a dump.
Okay. His brown eye. Open my brown eye. Hell shit.
Hey, welcome to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, number 525.
It's already funny. I'm already laughing.
I know.
Yeah. He's Gatch, and I'm Terry, and you already know that probably if you're listening. There's another one for Monday for Hans, a band I'm hoping he's never heard. You like that shit?
No, I'm just trying my best to get there.
I'm talking to Hans. You like?
Oh,
you like that? They're pretty sludgy. They're called Harp, with two A's.
What?
Yep.
Harp.
Harp.
And backwards, that's praw.
And they prefer to have it all in lowercase, because apparently there's a conspiracy theory group that has HARP, it's a high frequency active oral research program, and they don't want to be affiliated with that. It's actually a nod to old Celtic times where one of the goddesses would play a harp and it had two A's and it had some weird power to it or something. But
like magical. A magical normal harp.
Harp!
But magical, you'd throw an extra A in there.
Exactly, like magic.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Two A's. So Hans, check out Harp. They sound pretty cool. They're from Louisiana, New Orleans. They've been around since 2005. And I don't know if they have a record label.
Can you say that state in one syllable?
Louisiana? No.
Louisiana. Louisiana.
No, but I've been talking...
Louisiana, that'd be it.
I've been talking to this lady that's from Louisiana, and man, does she talk. I can't do it yet, but the more I listen,
that's how you pick it up.
She's got a strong Cajun accent. I can't do it, but it's crazy.
You talked to her about Creole?
No, she calls me Terry.
Oh, yeah.
Terry and Dana. You know, down there in New Orleans, we do this. And
you said there were transplants from the disaster over there, right?
Katrina, yeah.
Yeah.
Wiped out all their whole house.
That's cool.
And they got some kind of help or something, and they came to Harrisburg.
Yeah, because I know that many people that were in the disaster went to, just families that reached out all over the country to offer assistance.
Like the black family on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And they were black. That was
it. I know.
But yeah, so check out Harp, Hans. Two A's.
Speaking of that, Jack White is in trouble.
From his ex-wife?
Yeah.
Strange. Now, I didn't read the story.
It's TMZ news. I read the headline, and I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah,
and then I see
Meg?
The picture, and then...
Is Meg his estranged wife, or is
no,
that his estranged sister?
No, it's his estranged wife that he has a daughter with. But I don't know. You know, it's... Those situations usually go deeper than what a news story will say, so I'm not... You know, I didn't really... going to it. But man, that guy looks creepy, doesn't he?
Jack, yeah.
He is the new Michael Jackson.
So,
and not just like, I'm not talking about like, just in the weird aura about him, and then he just keeps getting paler.
Yeah.
And it's like he just gets continually shut off more from society, it seems like, from the stories that I read.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, I don't know. Many artists...
Did you catch the name? Was she of someone that you'd know, like his estranged wife?
No, I didn't. I didn't actually. I wasn't going to bring it up because I didn't view it as a newsworthy
yeah.
or.
Well,
know.
I just wanted to know because of the headline. What is so strange about her?
I think the thing was that he was allegedly harassing her, and so she got a restraining order and. It's his child's mother. So I don't,
right.
I'd never, it wasn't like Zellweger or Meg Wyatt or anybody that I had heard of. Maybe a minor celebrity that he had had a fling with, but it might be from prior to.
Right.
You know, just as well.
Well,
but,
I just wanted to know what was so strange about her.
I don't know. Like, she's a woman.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
She's fucked from the get-go.
Yep.
Literally.
Yep. You know, I'm coining the term joy pocket for a vagina.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, joy pocket.
Little bottle of joy.
Yeah, and Hans, thank you. You called me a lucky slug the other day.
Yeah.
Hans was a big Night Court fan.
All right, cool.
We were talking about some bull Shannon. And
that's bull Shannon.
Yeah,
what that
he's going to be running around in America. Did you hear about that?
Running around?
Yeah, they're going to bring the running of the bulls over to America.
I did hear that, but I didn't know he was involved.
Yeah, well, he's a bull.
Yeah. Was that the same episode last week when we were talking about Will Wheaton's birthday?
Might have been.
A couple weeks ago. He was in Portland that next day.
Oh, really?
The day that episode aired, he was in Portland.
Wow!
And people, my comic friends, were saying that he's been dabbling in stand-up, so if you reach out to him, like for people in Portland, reach out to him to come to a mic, maybe he'll show up.
Hmm. That's cool.
And then Lorne Michaels.
Seems like a town he would be in.
Lorne Michaels sighting Portland the other night, Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Portlandia is probably being filmed.
Certainly.
Certainly. Because one of the comics is like, Lorne Michaels is in town, think he's scouting for... Mm-hmm. And another comic said, Portlandia, duh.
Yeah, you know, so this is... I see a rift still between the East Coast and the West Coasters, because I've never been over to the East Coast.
You're talking a comic?
No, I'm just talking about, like, I've seen some comments on a forum, and there is a little shit talk back and forth from just random people in regard to things and how, I guess if we live over here, you know, we see, like, we think New York is the entire East Coast, right? Almost in a, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at their major cities, and that's how you represent their coast.
Right.
You know, and so they do the same thing over here with Seattle. I think, like, if a story comes out of Seattle, that's all those damn West Coasters.
Yeah.
You know, and this is it was the story that came out of Seattle this week, that there's a chief of civil rights over there.
Right.
And he wrote a memo, and I do believe he's a white man, and he wrote a memo that he would like the term citizen to refer to...
I read that.
To people in Seattle is offensive.
Yeah, because some of the people in Seattle aren't citizens, they're residents.
Mm-hmm. And also brown bag.
I learned something about that. I got to read that story. I'm glad you brought it up.
But then, you know, the East Coasters are like, oh, those damn West Coasters and their PC-ness. And it's like...
Now, I was wondering... But
one person in Seattle trying to...
Reading the story, I was like, what's offensive about bringing a lunch? And they're like, well, we don't want you calling it brown bag. Maybe call it a sack lunch. Sack learning. It was like a learning lunch or something stupid.
Yeah. Learning lunch.
What the fuck? And then they said, so I was like, what's so bad? Does that offend people who don't have enough money to go out to lunch? And then I found out it was a racial thing. For
but
any
nobody.
Listeners don't know, they used to have a brown bag at the door, and if you were darker than the bag, you couldn't get into the fucking thing.
Yeah, and bags, you know, it depends on where they're made.
Well, yeah, but you got one bag that's probably the... That's certainly not. That's pretty light.
Nobody fucking knew that. So how could it be offensive if nobody fucking knows?
I know. Like, well, maybe somebody did. Maybe some people. Oh, I bet the black people knew it.
But it's the white guy that wrote the fucking memo.
Yeah.
Just like it's the fucking white people that want to fucking bring down the fucking Indian mascots.
I know.
You know, it's, and then it creates, what it does is it creates a public outcry from white people, creating a racial tension, because they go, oh, those dumb black people, all they got nothing to do is complain about the brown paper bag, but it was a fucking white guy that brought it up.
I know.
And then fucking the same thing with the mascots. They create, or the government's creating a racial divide for us, because people just aren't smart enough to figure it out.
Dude, the government is doing everything.
Fear mongering. It's a form of fear mongering.
You know what else the government's doing?
A lot.
They're manipulating the weather to attack the Earth.
Certainly. Al Gore invented weather.
It's called chemtrails, brother.
Ah, yeah.
Want to get into some conspiracy theories here?
Sure.
I was watching the Joe Rogan Questions Everything the other day. It's about chemtrails. Now, there's a difference. You know, you see a jet flying through the air, and it's got a trail behind it that's a white.
Certainly, yeah.
That's called a contrail.
Mm-hmm.
It dissipates pretty quickly. When you live in a bigger city like L.A., you got chemtrails that are just, like, all crisscrossed across each other because there's fucking planes and everything flying over.
Yeah, you see them in the sky.
So those ones that stick
and
around.
Stuff, and you're like, that's cool.
Those ones that stick around, they form clouds. And so this is what the conspiracy is. These people who believe in these chemtrails, which I don't believe in it, by the way, just to put that out there before I get to the story.
You don't believe that there's these trails?
Oh, you can see the trails, but here's what the conspiracy is, that they're shooting chemicals into the air to manipulate these super storms that come out of nowhere and annihilate these people to keep our economy on its toes, so to speak, like to keep everybody like rebuilding and not get too far ahead, or I don't even know what.
Brainwashing us chemically, basically, right?
Well, they didn't even say that stuff would, you know, totally have an effect on us. The chemicals, what it does is it creates the storms, and you make these clouds, basically, of chemtrails. And that forms clouds that make storms.
Yeah. Well, you could do that in theory. I mean, because you create those trails of clouds, basically, just moisture in the air. And so forming.
It's just
so
like
that's what it is. It's going to come down, but, you know, I would think that would dissipate because it's not a large enough thing to make a cloud. But if you got a bunch, sure, certainly.
They showed the pictures of them and whatnot on there. And Joe Rogan was there to debunk it, as he is just – I've only seen two episodes. And he's giving these guys a hard time.
I think it would dissipate unless you would have to create a giant one.
Well,
as
now,
big as a fucking cloud.
There's also
causes rain.
Field burning around here has caused rain.
Certainly.
When there's no rain in the forecast and there's no clouds and all of a sudden you got a field burning and there's this big cloud of smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And then it starts raining a day later. When
yeah.
And so, but you know, I think there might be a
those are small scale things, though. There's nothing that you can really do on a large scale.
Well, they're saying that these government planes that are usually white and unmarked are the ones that shoot out the chemtrails, and they're shooting out aluminum and baromium and some other chemical, and that they have fact of this because they've dug up soil samples over where they. And this stuff is actually in the soil naturally, you know, Joe Rogan said. Isn't
certainly.
There aluminum in the ground already? And he's like, well, yes, but trace amounts. And this is more because of these chemtrails. And that's what created Katrina and Sandy and all the big wipe everybody out storms. Yeah, I don't believe it.
No, I don't think I don't know. I mean, you know, I think theoretically it could happen. I think there's there are greater, more efficient ways to do that kind of a thing. They could put a big old fucking wind tunnel vacuum in the middle of the ocean to cause a storm and send it on its way, you know, with the chemicals already in it. They could fucking create clouds over the middle of the ocean where no one would see them and push them whichever way they wanted. Why would they do it with simple planes that could emit so little? That would you take so much fuel to burn.
Because the government doesn't care about our money. They just want to spend. Just want to spend it all. So, check out chemtrails. That's a thing. I don't think it's real, but and touching on that, I had sent out a message on my Facebook earlier and said, "Hey, we're podcasting. Who's got topics?" My buddy Sean said, I think he was serious too. Global warming. What's really going on? There was no LOL or anything. It was exclamation points. I don't know. Do I think it's real?
No one knows what's really going on because there's so much information on both sides. It is impossible to fucking decipher any of it.
Do you think it's real? Do you think the polar caps are actually melting? He was telling me some stories.
Well, I believe that the Earth naturally ebbs and flows in warming and cooling states.
Well, there was the Ice Age. Remember that?
Yeah. So there's a natural ebb and flow, and I believe that they say it is speeding it up, but I don't know. I believe trends, as time goes on, tend to shorten themselves in gaps anyway. You know, if you even just look at fashion trends.
Yep.
You know, you had the 20s to the 50s to the 80s and then the 2000s or whatever. You know, I don't know if that's correct, but the gaps shorten as time goes on. Pretty soon there will be only 2 years difference in an ice age and a dark and a heat wave.
2 years?
Yeah, it'll be like 1 year. It'll be like drastically shitty weather, and then the next year it'll be just like giant heat wave. Just because the gaps will shorten.
Oregon's really on fire right now. There's like seven wildfires going on that are all pretty intense, and it's a cleansing. It's a cleansing of the land, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, they'll have to really take care with the wildlife numbers, I would imagine, as far as regulated hunting. So I think it'll probably affect that in controlled hunts.
Another firefighter got killed.
Oh, that sucks. There's always people, a lot of people putting their lives on the line to fight those things, you know, every summer. It's more than I'm willing to do.
So I guess that's my wrap up on global warming. Oregon's on fire, so yeah, it's heating up.
Yeah.
The globe is warming. For sure.
Global warming is happening. Whether it's man-made or it's just in that phase of natural
ebb and flow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I do believe is the majority of the effect.
And of course,
I do believe probably man-made pollution probably affects minimally.
And those manipulated weather circuits that they create with the chemtrails.
Yeah, and the Japanese mafia
has been rumored to
manipulate the weather around the world for years.
Yeah.
Since like the 70s.
Japanese people,
yeah.
Maybe Chinese people do too. I was noticing I think you send it to me, or it might be automatic. I get that web analytics of the website terrygal.com.
Oh yeah, I think I set it up
forward
to send you one each month with me.
Second most popular visited country to my website is China.
Awesome.
Like 20 some.
How many hits are you getting?
It's going up every month. This last month it was like 240.
Wow. Nice.
And
I still got to update that calendar.
11%.
I should do that tonight.
I can't remember how many percent, but it was like 40 visits from from China. I don't know. Maybe they're here in the TagCast podcast because we have that, and we always say go to terrygail.com. Mm-hmm. You go see terrygail.com. No, you talk like this. It's Japanese, right? Japanese always talk like they have a rough voice, and they're always very mad about something. It's a racist portrayal of a Japanese man who's probably overweight. Happy Monday, you guys. I forgot to tell you.
Yeah, it is Monday. And hey, I know you're a big Star Trek fan, right?
Not really, but I used to watch a little bit as a kid. I heard that the Vulcan dude, or the Klingon, died.
Yeah, I was wondering what the average lifespan of a Klingon was.
91. At least when they're in human form, is what I heard. So was he in the original series? Obviously,
he was in three different ones. He was in the original, and he was in, what was the second one?
Next Generation?
And he was in Deep Space Nine.
Well,
Voyager. But he also played other roles, too.
Once you're in Deep Space Nine, you pretty much don't come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, he died. What did he die? Natural cause? He was 91, probably.
Mm-hmm. Michael Ansara. He did several other roles. So he was in I Dream of Jeannie, and he was also, I don't know how long that role was, but he was married to Barbara Eden.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I used to always think she was pretty hot.
Uh-huh.
Like, she always kind of had some skin showing as a genie.
Certainly, yeah.
And
she played the other djinn, the evil djinn.
The evil djinn?
Djinn.
Oh, sorry. Who's djinn?
Like, like a genie djinn. D-djinn.
Oh, okay.
Where the D is silent.
The D is side.
Yep. The aside.
She played the djinn.
Yeah, the evil one. I've never watched. I mean, I've never seen him in an episode when I've watched I Dream of Jeannie. Or
so does any word that has a D and a J to start, the D's always silent? Like Jarum cigarettes.
Yep, and, well.
The djinn.
What about Dijonais?
And that drum. What's the drum?
Djembe.
But isn't that the djembe?
Mm-hmm. It's
the D is silent.
Yeah, the D is side. Why doesn't D is side use a djembe?
They should have a J in their name.
They should have a
D-J-E-I-S-I-D.
Yeah, but the J should be silent.
Yeah, the G is side.
Yep.
Or they call it the Jesus side. Ah. Ooh, suicide of Jesus. Speaking of Jesus, this is a funny story. To preface that, I guess, we were doing some void riffage, just had the door open, wasn't full practice, and some dude wandered up. He'd kind of...
Uh-oh. Character.
Yeah, another character from... Yeah, and but he fleshed himself out, though, later across town, which was cool. So he came up. He didn't talk to me. He talked to Robert for a second. He said, pretty intense stuff, man. And then he walked off because we were playing... He didn't hear any devil music, just riffs, whatever. And so I'm uptown, and I think we've talked about this other dude before, old Herc. The Fed smoker guy that posts all those videos about the crooked cops in Brownsville that I told you about.
He got
cameras all over his car and shit. So, shit, this story might get long. Before, I think I told you about him giving my daughter a bag of knives. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And we talked about how that's weird to have a bag of knives with, like, getting a box of weed or whatever. It's just weird.
Yeah.
So I hadn't talked to him since he had kind of had a little... they didn't have a fight, but they had some words, him and my wife, saying, stay away from my kids, don't be giving them a bag of knives. And he's like, "Those kids are liars, man. All the kids,
well, is that...
all the kids in Brownsville are inbred fucking retards." She's like, "You're calling my kid a retarded inbred? Just get away from me, dude, and I don't want to see you." So it was kind
of... Well, what's worse, giving a kid a bag of knives or a bag of dicks?
Bag of dicks is worse, probably, especially if any of them are AIDS infected. So I hadn't talked to the dude, and he'd came by the car wash, so he's a car wash character, when me and Jake were practicing, said, "Yeah, you guys rock." He's always got his teeth clenched because he does a lot of dope, and he's like always sucking his teeth like that. He'll suck
maybe
his teeth
super glued together.
He'll say, "Yeah, you guys, this is my imitation of the Fed smoker. He'll suck his teeth back. You guys are pretty good, man. I thought there was a whole band in here." He goes, "You guys want to play a song while I sing my werewolf lyrics?" We're like, "No, dude, we're actually on a time schedule, and he's got to go, so we got to finish up," but whatever. So he comes up to me. I'm waiting out.
You should offer him gum every time you see him.
Right.
See if he'll take
so
it.
Here's two different characters just got introduced. You got the Fed smoker, whose name is Herc, which is just weird. And then other no-name dude who said our music was intense, but he had kind of longish blonde hair and a little beard, probably 35 years old. So I'm waiting outside the Brownsville Saloon for my wife to bring some takeout out. She went in to get some burgers, and here comes Herc. Sucking his teeth.
That's his name?
Yeah, Herc. Like Hercules. Hercules.
Yeah, his last name. And his middle initial is U, and his last name is Lees.
Herc you off. No, and he's Fed Smoker with a Z on YouTube. He's got like 500 videos that are all about 8 seconds long of him just sucking his teeth saying, "So-and-so is a baby raper. Watch out for them." So anyway, he comes up to me, and he's like, "Hey, I just wanted to let you know, brother." He says "brother" a lot, and he's like, I'm setting this up, dude. He's like, "I just want to let you know, brother, that that whole story about me giving your daughter a bag of knives, that was a farce, man." I'm like, well, whatever, dude. I go, it's a long time, you know, whatever. I'm pretty much done with it.
It's a bag of knives under the bridge.
He's like, "I don't even have knives, dude." He goes, "Check out that car." He goes, "I get pulled over every day. I get my car searched like 5 times a week. I can't have a bag of knives. I don't even have knives. The only blade I have is my..." And he holds his hands like a fish you just caught a couple feet. Uh-huh. "Is this blade?" I was like, "You don't
have a knife story."
"I don't have any knives, but except for this really big one. So anyway, and he's like, so how old is this kid supposed to be? And I'm like, this kid isn't supposed to be any age. She's 15 years old and she's my daughter. I was getting a little pissed at that moment. Certainly. Already. So I'm like, she's my daughter and she's not a liar and she's not going to come to me and make up a story about a bag of knives. That's just not something she would say. It would be different. And he's like, yeah, he gave me a bag of dicks. He's like, I don't even talk to people because nobody likes me around here, man.
He's talking to you guys.
And I'm by myself at this point waiting for my wife, wishing she would hurry up. And so then he's like, I go, here's the story I heard, that you beat up some kid because he vandalized your car and that you approached my daughter and her friend and said, hey, the cops are going to be shaking me down because I beat this kid up. Would you hold this bag of knives? Ah! And he's like, didn't deny that when I laid that story out. He goes, here's the story. Yeah. That was his response. So at that point, I know that he's fucking talking shit. He's like, here's what happened. My car did get vandalized, and I did smack that kid. He goes, but, and I was like, see, I don't need to hear this. If that was a real story, you would have told me that story before, but I had to tell it to you, so it's in the past. Don't worry about it. About this time, other car wash character walks up, the blonde-haired guy with a little beard, and he's like, hey, what does the star on the door of your van represent? I was like, it's a star. I was already riled up and ready to fucking be a dick to somebody. Mm-hmm. I don't get that way very much, but my wife was taking too long. Herc was fucking with me. And so then I go, it's a star. What do you mean? Because I knew it was a baited question.
Certainly.
He's like, well, I noticed that it's pointing down. Mm-hmm. I go, dude, what are you getting at? I go, I know what you're getting at. That's about like the question you're asking me.
Is there a bush around you'd like to beat?
I go, it's called a pentagram. I go, and some people think that it's of the devil, right? You think I'm a devil worshiper? He's like, no, I didn't say that. He goes, but why do you have it on your van? I go, because I like heavy metal. And I gave him the horns. And I said, and as associated with heavy metal, 50% of the metal albums you see will have a pentagram on it somewhere. And he's like, I realize that. He goes, but let me ask you this. Now, let me stop the question. I hate when someone, who especially is a stranger, says, let me ask you this.
Let me ask you this.
Okay, after you're already talking about something that I'm being a dick to him about. Okay, so he goes, do you believe in God? And I said, I believe there is a God. And he's all, oh. He goes, let me rephrase the question. Oh, I'm going to punch him. Okay, and then he says, do you believe in Jesus Christ? And I didn't think about it for a second. I said, I believe Jesus was a man who lived on this earth. And he goes, well, do you believe that he's the Son of God? And I said, do you mean, do I believe that he was born from a virgin? Probably not. And he's like, oh. And I was like, check this out, dude. You believe the Bible, right? I go, the Bible was written nearly 1,000 years after those stories had been told, like around the campfire. I go, could you imagine how distorted the story had gotten after all the translation? He's like, I've never heard that. That's an interesting concept. I go, well, look into it.
They were actually just recipes.
Yeah.
It was a cookbook.
And then it turned into
Jesus was a chef.
And then it turned into about a story.
Two parts water, one part wine.
Spirit, Holy Ghost.
Use a cracker.
Exactly. Hi, crackers. So after he's not going to really get anywhere with me, I said, yeah, check it out, dude. I go, those stories were written a long time after. And I go, and you got a talking snake and a guy making a girl from his rib and then the guy, virgin birth. Really? It's weird. That can't be true. Moses lived to 700. And he's like, well, that's cool. He's like, you got a bowl you want to smoke?
Why isn't Moses?
Last question.
That's funny. That is hilarious.
So that's a character right there.
Yeah, two
car
characters.
Wash characters.
You got two episodes right there. No.
All right.
And oh man, I forgot it.
Sorry.
Oh, well. It's fine. I was rolling over your punchline.
Car wash.
But yeah, that's great, man. Yeah, definitely.
Probably had something to do with, well, let me ask you this, or, well, let me rephrase the question. Okay, and then I said, that's all a fairy tale. That's a crazy story.
No, it was right before he said, smoke a bowl.
Yeah. I said, yeah, so think about that. Moses was 700 years old.
Oh, yeah. Why isn't Moses in the Guinness Book of World Records for oldest living person?
Because he's not alive anymore.
Well, yeah, but they got a record in there for oldest living ever.
Oh, yeah, the oldest person that ever lived.
Yeah. Why isn't Moses in that book?
Because it's a fairy tale.
Exactly. exactly.
There's, I don't know.
I don't believe
we
in
just lost
either.
Half of our Christian listeners. Damn it.
That is fine.
Well, that's all right.
Did you hear this is good news and bad news, a game I like
those.
To play. Which one would you like first?
Give me the bad news first.
Too bad I'm not.
Oh, thanks for
Billy
asking.
Billy Bob Thornton, good news, is going to be in a TV miniseries.
Is he going to write it, too?
No, he's going to be a main character. It is based on a movie.
Okay.
This is the bad news.
What?
Fargo.
What? A series based on the movie?
Yep. But it's not going to have any of the characters from Fargo. It's not.
But it's
going to
be placed in Fargo, North Dakota?
And the Coen brothers are behind it.
Well, it might be okay. I was skeptical of Bates Hotel, and I like that. Bates Motel.
Yeah, Bates Motel's not bad.
I kind of
like
that.
But I don't know. I would more equate this to, like, The Shining.
Mm-hmm.
It's Psycho.
Which
you know,
I didn't
I mean,
like.
Psycho needed an update.
I didn't like the TV adaptation of The Shining. No. I don't know if it was Steven Weber or Rebecca De Mornay being blonde when Wendy was always dark hair.
Wings was way too fresh still in the minds of people, and they're like, oh, it's Wings guy
what was
as
it
Jack Nicholson. No, I'm not going to buy it.
What was it about that show that people liked, Wings? Was that it was set in an airport, right?
It had the one dumb guy. Who is the mechanic? Who is like the show Urkel? And then they had the two brothers, and then there was some love triangle in there, I'm sure, to keep it going. I don't know. I was never really a fan, but I remember watching it a few times enough to know, you know, just the generic basic characters.
So it's not going to have any of the characters from Fargo, like the car salesman guy and all that?
Nope. I don't know if it's going to be like an alternate storyline that was going on at the same time or if it's going to be something going on beforehand. But even that, it's not going to have like Lundegaard or...
it's Jerry Lundegaard. It's Jerry Lundegaard. I know. I got the numbers over to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can't read them. I'll fax it over to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Christ's sakes, I'll go out to the lot and do a lock count right now. I love his character. He's so freaked out.
He
the
is.
Whole thing, like, but you don't understand. A finder's fee.
Paranoid.
I don't want a finder's fee. I don't need a finder's fee. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
It's like, so you want us just to do this deal and you get all the money? But it'd be helping the kid and your daughter. They don't have to worry about anything. I recently watched that. Love that movie. So I'm kind of a little skeptical, but I love the Coen brothers, as I know you do.
Yeah.
So I will probably check it out and I'll give it a chance.
Well, we should roll that right into what happened on Under the Scone this last week. Do you remember?
I remember the news that you gave me that I don't think we talked about last week. That
they're
going to a second season and that Stephen King will only write the first episode.
Yeah, he's going to write the first episode and then it'll take off from there. And then... So, you know, who knows?
Didn't it rain in the dome last week?
It rained in the dome last week. They found out it could rain in the dome.
And I didn't think it was going to when I saw that truck crash into the water tower and then all that precious water just dumped out on the ground.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, no. Oh. Hey, that's foreshadowing. They're going to die from...
Yeah. No
from,
water.
Yeah, and everybody's going about the starvation.
All the fish are dead in the lake. They can't drink the water.
And what's going on with Junior and that chick again? Is she with him, or does she have him trapped, or... I can't recall.
He's chasing her, remember? And she was running through, and everybody was mobbing in that business, and he couldn't get out because he was supposed to be helping
her. Yeah, that's right.
I think she got away for now.
Yeah.
But, things are going south fast. It's only 6 or 7 episodes. It's halfway done, almost.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I'll have to wait to get to the end of the first season to make a judgment on whether or not 2 seasons is a good idea, because I don't know how the book ended, so I don't know how that would carry over to, you know, where it would pick off in the second season, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it... So, obviously, I consider it kind of like a spoiler, because obviously they don't all die at the end or something, you know.
Yeah, because it's going to move on.
Yeah, it's not
Now I'm going to have to read the end of the book.
It's not a, a finite ending,
right?
Obviously, you know, which, you know, what are, is King known to have finite endings usually?
Sometimes, but sometimes it's really like open-ended.
Like the golden years.
I don't think to leave it open for him to continue, but to leave it for your imagination.
Certainly, yeah.
You're like, what happened, though?
Yeah.
Like, movies end like that sometimes. Mm-hmm. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And you like, make up your own story, and that's the way it's going to be. It'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, though. I'm stoked, and I'm also stoked about Breaking Bad coming on, because I found out that they're having a whole marathon right before the new of all of the first half of season 5, so I'll get to DVR that and catch up.
Sweet.
Yeah, so that'll be good. Mm-hmm. And that starts next Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah, on the 9th. No, 7th.
You ever watch that Longmire?
No, but I saw the advertisements for it all through Bates Motel.
I've never watched it.
Oh, good.
It's just set in Montana. A divorced lawman going through his troubling life. That's all I ever read on it, so it doesn't interest me.
Yeah, I'm kind of almost interested in the show that'll be airing after Breaking Bad called something. I can't remember the name of it, but
yeah.
It's supposed to take its place about a cop that killed somebody or something, and he's, I don't even know.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be no Breaking Bad.
It ain't going to be no Wire. Nothing is ever the Wire. Universally.
No.
I see, yeah.
I just
People that have seen The Wire usually...
I just saw a post about The Wire from a comic friend up in Portland who said he had 3 episodes left and he couldn't believe that it was going to be over, and he was just like... He was distraught a little bit. Is that
Once
good?
He saw it, he was like, hands down, best
well,
ever.
He didn't really say that, but he was distraught that it was going to be over. And it's been over for years, right?
2008, I think.
So
was
5 years.
The last, yeah. Yeah. When I watched it, I was watching it just right before season 5 was released on DVD. So I caught up, and then season 5 came out, I think. And I was able to watch it on Comcast On Demand or something like that. But it's obviously going to be overhyped for you no matter what now.
Well, yeah, but I don't even know I don't really know the premise of the series either, but that might be better.
You'll see some great characters, though, that have shown in other series, like if you ever watch Boardwalk Empire.
No, but I've wanted to. I haven't, though.
There's a character on there who played a brilliant character on The Wire, Omar, I think his name was, and you were so attached to every character, whether they were evil or good. That
so when you see him in another role, you go, hey, there's that guy.
It's one that particularly that is such an opposite was one of the main guys on the gang side was that guy that came in on The Office, that Ezra, I think his name is Ezra. But he was the black dude that came in.
Oh, the efficiency guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was all... totally serious, but in The Wire, he plays a very smart businessman on the gang side.
Yeah.
You know, just...
Total different character. Yeah.
It is, and I can't say enough about it. I want to watch it again.
So it's not on Netflix right now?
No, no. I even look on where you can watch it illegally, and you can't find anywhere.
So you got to buy DVDs. Buy
iTunes or Amazon by episode. I saw they recently had, you could buy the seasons for like $15 a season on Amazon. Even on eBay, it's about $40 to buy it used, which you could resell on eBay, you know, so it'd be like renting. But, you know, it's still kind of an investment that could be on something else.
Yeah, you got to find a friend and borrow it for free. Wait.
Certainly.
Library.
Wow.
Ding, ding, ding. Wow. Possibly big city library. I doubt if Brownsville would have that, but I still haven't
Never
made a
know.
Trip to the library. I still need to do that and check that out. I had a little flashback there. Ding, ding,
Maybe
ding.
Maybe somebody can burn it for you onto a DVD and just ship it to you. One of our listeners.
Just ship it to me.
We wouldn't endorse that, though.
Ship it. We would, though. We wouldn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
We'll get to a quick crazy Floridian story.
Sweet.
Talking about the dome there with Junior had that girl locked up in that fucking place, right?
Junior, what are you doing, Junior?
Yeah, so authorities in Florida said... oh, shit, this is the wrong story. Okay, well, anyway, let's read this story anyway. Has nothing to do with the dome or being locked in a building. Authorities in Florida said they had to condemn a house where at least 75 dogs were living with a blind man.
Wow. How did he not know? Yeah. Did he not see him?
He didn't see him, but he might not have known there was 75. He was counting barks. He's like...
You would think, like, if only one came to him at a time, maybe they had to figure it out, like... As long as only one of us responds to him at a time, you know, he'll just think one of us is here.
See, now he called authorities and said he wanted to surrender some of his dogs because his caretaker recently died and he found himself unable to care for himself and his pets.
Did he
apparently he cares about all the dogs. It was just overwhelming.
Did the dogs eat that caretaker after he died?
Now, you remember this isn't... No, but... This is in Florida, so they might have just been a bunch of fuck toys. he'd been living in his garage due to the condition of the home, which was filled with large amounts of dog feces. The dogs had taken over the entire house. They were taken to a public shelter, and some of the animals appeared to be in poor health, but they were all alive and all savable. They don't know whether or not the dogs will be made available for adoption or not, but that's kind of a crazy dog guy story. Kind of gross.
It's a lot of dogs.
That's gross.
It's a lot of dogs. Even if he had a caretaker, for one caretaker, it's a lot of dogs.
They must have been little guys, like little yappers.
Even then it'd be almost even worse because where the fuck would you step?
Right.
You know, you'd just be kicking them off because they'd just be like all trying to get food all the time. So they'd be yapping at your fucking leg.
He's blind, though, so he doesn't.
Well, yeah. But the caretaker I'm thinking of beforehand probably took care of most of them. And I'm thinking even at that, you know, if you're not blind, 75 dogs is a lot.
He was quoted as saying, I can't see getting rid of any of these dogs.
No!
Hey, I had a funny that I posted and I got some good response to them. My wife said, you shouldn't post that on Twitter. People will steal your joke. I posted a little short Twitter joke that I wrote the other day and got some good responses from it. And she goes, I thought that was hilarious, but don't post it on Twitter. People will steal it. Now it's public domain. So here it goes. I said, accidentally signed up for Instagram the other day, was out of weed. Apparently, it's not what I thought it was.
Hey-o!
Hashtag stoner moves.
That's pretty good.
So don't steal my joke.
You get the extra joke in there because of the stoner move that you wouldn't have gotten without the Twitter.
And now...
Unless you want to become the new hashtag comic who actually hashtags
vocally. Facebook now has live links on hashtags. Sorry to blow your fucking cool, but...
Fuck Facebook.
So
I'm going back to MySpace.
It said hashtag something blah, 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 and it was blue. So I clicked on it, and it was just that... That was the only post that had that hashtag. So I put, so apparently you can put hashtags on Facebook now and it creates a clickable link. And then I put hashtags are for Twitter. And then that was a clickable link.
You should have hashtagged XXX. I thought that would have got you.
The movie, probably.
Dude, Vin Diesel all about it.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
Here's an Oregon story that's gross. I don't have much about it except the headline, but it'll be a good thing to talk about. A rendering truck spilled animal parts on Interstate 5 just outside of Oregon in Tacoma. There was like animal parts all over the freeway.
So they were pre-rendered.
They'd already been rendered.
Oh.
Well, what do you mean pre-rendered?
Well, rendered means that they're all mixed together and just like nuggets, right? Like nugget... mush.
No, I thought
that when they render all the chicken together.
I thought a rendering truck delivered the parts, but I don't know.
Maybe.
For sure.
Maybe I don't know either.
Hey, who knows about rendering? Hans, you know about rendering trucks?
Hmm.
Either way, it said that there was animal parts all over the freeway.
He does rendering on doesn't he do like CAD drawings?
Uh huh.
Yeah, he renders a lot of stuff on there.
You ever render any animal parts?
I render MP3s when I
do the show.
Now,
the more you say that word, it doesn't even sound like a real word.
It doesn't.
Render.
You know what it is? It's short for rear ender.
Render.
Yeah.
Yeah, whenever I get my girlfriend naked, I always like to render. It rendered me useless. That's a phrase.
Uh-huh.
How do you get rendered?
You pick up the soap.
If you spend some time in prison, you might get rendered a
Have you gotten a chance to peruse the Orange Is the New Black?
Nope, just that first 4 minutes. Because those titties were good, though.
No, yeah, how many times have you watched that, then?
Just
minutes over and over, and like, then you're just like, oh, that's
just enough. Like 7 times. It always gets to the same spot, and then it's like buffering.
Oh, man.
Buffering. So the one-click tether, it works good for going to, like, sites that don't have a lot of video content and whatnot. But sometimes if I just get lucky and get a good 3G signal on my phone for more than, like, 5 minutes, I can watch some YouTube videos or maybe
all put, right. So would it, do you think it would make a difference if it was not on Netflix?
No. Oh. No, I don't think so.
Just
Netflix works better
processing.
Directly on my phone, but I haven't sunk to that level yet of watching a full 51-minute episode on
certainly.
My phone. It's a 3-inch screen. I don't have one of those Samsung Galaxies that looks like a
tablet.
What you
need to do is get like a hat with a brim on it and like fix it to where it's just right in front of you.
Maybe I
you know, because they say a 42-inch TV, you should be like 10 feet away or whatever.
I could just Google glasses, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe I could get my old pair of glasses and just tape it to the glasses and just put it right there. I'd be like being at the fucking drive-in.
You
right,
know what
would
be, yeah,
right up front.
If you had two old phones, you could get them both going. You'd have to start them at the same time, and yeah, you could have them really close.
You know, one thing I used to do, this might be funny, but it was fucking total stoner thing to do, I think. So, like, laying in bed with the wife, wanting to watch a movie, but if it was, she kept waking up and saying, "It's too, turn it down a little bit." So I'd turn it down, but it'd be too quiet for me to hear, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'd get a movie queued up on Netflix on the TV, and then I'd queue up the same movie on my Kindle and plug my headphones into it, and then I'd try to get them matched up to where I could hear the dialogue in my headphones. And sometimes it'd be like one of those movies where it got fucked up a little bit, mm-hmm. or it looks like a Chinese movie where the movie's not. There's parts in all movies where the overdubs aren't perfect. You know, you'll see something and you go, his mouth moved a little bit after he's finished speaking or whatever, but that was always fun to do.
I wonder if there's an app that would pick up your signal from the TV or a receiver.
There's a late night TV commercial that
certainly,
I saw
yeah.
that has a wireless headphone uh-huh. thing that you can get.
Or you could get one of those Whisper 1-2000s.
Yeah.
And just point it at them.
The newest headphones I saw just the other night, because I've been like accidentally leaving the TV on and then be doing something with my Kindle or reading or something, and then next thing I know, there's an infomercial on.
Yeah.
Usually I'll go, what the fuck is this, and change it. Other night, I watched this one. It's these headphones, and they're kind of like these, but then you flip them around, and they're speakers. You push a button, and you flip them around, and they're speakers.
Well, so all the sound is going away from your ears?
No, like there's speakers on the outside, and then there's a button.
Hmm.
So like when you're listening to your headphones, that's going in your ears, and then when you want to share with your friends and you don't want to get their ear cooties.
Yeah.
But they're not earbuds like we were talking about before the show. We talked about having earbuds and sharing them and using them for recording podcasts. And
so it's basically switching between open and closed backed, kind of?
Basically. It looked to me like they have speakers on the outside and then like the little speakers on the inside with the little seal around it.
Yeah.
But then like they were taking the headphones off and going, all right. And they click the button and they're like, we're ready to party. And
party time.
They flip up like that or whether so the outsides were facing out and they're like, da-da-da-da, and they're rocking
out. Rock out to my little half-watt fucking speakers.
It looks a little better than those little things that you, you've seen those things.
Maybe
you can make anything into a garbage can lid or whatever.
Maybe about...
just put your iPod in the garbage and it makes a speaker.
So yeah, maybe just a cone.
I do that with like a piece of paper sometimes if I'm in a big room. I'll have my Kindle sitting there and I'll have it all the way up, but maybe a fan's on and I can't hear it. So I'll take a piece of paper and I'll put it under my Kindle and then I'll fold it up about 3 inches past where the speakers shoot out.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually does amplify. It bounces.
Is it on the side of the thing?
They come out the top.
Okay.
Stereo too.
I saw on Shark Tank, he was a Jewish guy and he was very, very I say that because he portrayed that in his that was his pitch, you know, and his gimmick was
right
being himself, actually. But he created this little thing, and it's just a little pocket. You snap it on there, and it creates an angle, so it pushes the sound your way.
Ah.
And I don't imagine those are very much.
No, probably not.
So, yeah, you might check that out. It was on Shark Tank, and, yeah, they loved it, and it made a huge difference. I even saw him. He was on, they brought him on some morning show. I watched that, The View, when Shark Tank was on there. I watched that.
You watched The View.
Dude, I watched Rachel Ray the other day. Just because, what the fuck else is on at that time?
Right.
And I ran into a nice cooking tip I would like to share.
Okay, cooking tip.
You know, when you're trying to make cookies or something and you need soft butter, but you don't have it, right? You got that stick from the freezer or the fridge. And
it's hard.
And you can't melt it, right, in the microwave because then it's all just runny and shit.
Yeah.
Grate it.
Grated butter. That's a great idea.
It is. Even on toast. Just if you got a little hand grater, grate it over toast. Bam, you got it there. Boom.
Bam.
I did that the other day. It was brilliant. Yeah, you grate it, and you use a heavy cheese grater if you need a bunch for, like, cookies or whatever, and it just melts so much easier to room temperature.
Wow.
That's
nice.
It's brilliant.
Grate your butter.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Thanks, Rachel.
Well, it was actually a viewer that brought it to her, and she was showcasing it because it was so brilliant.
That's awesome. A big chunk of butter reminds me of a picture I saw, and then I saw what it really was.
Paula Deen.
No, it's a Pop-Tart ice cream sandwich.
Ah, I saw that.
So someone had posted, before I had heard of them and knew that it was an ice cream sandwich, someone posted a picture of their Pop-Tart ice cream sandwich with a bite out of it. But, phone and lighting sometimes cause color to be different. Mm-hmm. So it was totally yellow. It looked like a big chunk of butter. And people were commenting, tell me that's not a big fucking chunk of butter in between two Pop-Tarts. And they're like, I'd try it. And then turns out it's from Burger King. Carl's Jr.
How many people saw that picture and probably
just
took a Pop-Tart and then
some butter?
And then just slap some butter on. Ooh, this is really good. They got a great idea.
So it's like $1.50 at Carl's Jr.
You can make them cheaper than that.
I know. It's free with any meal or something.
Oh, is it? Do they...
a bacon cheeseburger meal or something.
Do they heat the Pop-Tart? Or is it...
I don't think so. I eat my Pop-Tarts cold anywho.
Yeah, I don't like the fruity ones, though.
No? You like the chocolate and brown sugar ones and...
The crust is just kind of,
I don't like the cherry ones.
All the way to the end, the frosting or whatever. It's just drab.
I like the raspberries are my favorite.
I like the raspberries, yeah.
They're hardest to find. I don't know if that's why
I
like them.
Obviously, the s'mores.
Ooh, yeah. And the Oreo cookies and cream ones. Jesus. Yeah, those are good, too. Because they're chocolate. The stuff, the crust that doesn't have the frosting is still chocolate on those.
Those are good in milkshakes.
Yeah. For sure.
You crumble those up, or you could crumble it up and make it into fucking throw some milk in there and make it into a cereal.
Yeah, we finally speaking of food talk. We don't talk food very often.
Mix them in with your brownie batter. Mix in a crumbled Pop Tart with your brownie batter.
That's right. One of my favorite podcasts, Big and Loud. They talk food all the time because those guys are kind of fat and they like to eat.
Yeah, I haven't watched Dame Drops in a while either.
Yeah. And so, speaking of food, we recently, the other night, finally went across the street from our house to that Trading Post restaurant.
Mm-hmm. What did you guys trade for? Did you trade a car wash for some food?
Actually, they made us trade money for food, which was weird. I guess that's all they take now. Well, you can trade plastic. A little plastic card.
Oh, yeah.
They just swipe it once and give it back to you.
Yeah, borrow.
Yeah. And so it was pretty good, though. She had the ribs, and she's a big rib connoisseur. She loves BOMAX. She said, it's good. It's not BOMAX, but it's good. And I ended up finishing hers after the next day for leftovers. I had a big old bacon burger. It was $11 for a burger, but it was a fat steak burger. They ask you how you want it cooked. It's supposed to be an upscale restaurant.
So is it
with a medium rare?
Is it more catered for the local Brownsvillians or more for the people coming off the freeway?
I think he wants to take advantage of both heavily. You know, there was a lot of locals in there. It was, I think it was Friday night that we went in,
mm-hmm.
and it was pretty full. And there was a table of like 20 that had a reservation, and they had got there a little bit before us. He's like, the waiter kept going,
It's a place to celebrate, right?
For sure.
You know?
Yeah, and there's a locally. Little antique room in there. They sell old antiques. They've got like old stuff that... And some of it's just on display, and they've got, like, some taxidermy in there, you know, some stuffed cougars.
Wow.
Old ladies that used to prey
like
on them.
Full, yeah, no. Like the full, yeah, like the full-bodied?
Yeah, like there's a couple pheasants and some ducks and stuff, and everything's all rustic on the inside pretty much. I mean, some of the walls have painted surfaces, but the roof is like that, like just rafters, and
mm-hmm.
it's old school looking. It's pretty cool. I was impressed. I the owners or the bookers, people weren't there. I wanted to talk to them about maybe starting up a comedy show there once a month or something, but I don't know. I don't know if that's the place to do it.
They need to do something. There needs to be a tableside service. Like if you want an egg, right? You bring over like a plastic chicken that drops an egg onto a little grill. You know, right out of its butt.
Right out of its butt. That's gross.
Remember those old vending machines, though? The chicken? With the plastic
they
eggs?
They still have them at Papa's Pizza.
Nice.
In Eugene. It still goes... Then it shoots one out, and then it's the shittiest little prizes now.
Yeah.
It was like...
Well, they probably fill it there, whatever.
It was like a little plastic dinosaur, Tyrannosaurus Rex, that was about 2 inches tall.
It's like a Cracker Jack prize. Cracker Jack prize, you know, they run on a belt now. They're just like paper shit that they can cut up and mass
Dude,
produce.
Look, it's a picture of Thomas Jefferson before and after.
Oh, that's horrible.
Look, it's a thing you can, it's a pencil topper.
I wouldn't, well, a pencil topper I would have actually enjoyed
no,
if I was a...
it's paper.
Oh,
and you just, you fold it, and then you push it together, and you make a circle, and it's got like a little bird on it or something.
I don't like that.
No.
Why can't they throw in a regular fucking...
They might as well not even have prizes. There's no reason to say that that's a prize, because it's not. Jaden gets all excited, what's a toy? And I'm like, sorry, it's not a toy, it's a piece of paper.
You know what you should do is you should go to the Dollar Tree and then throw in your own toy in there.
That'd be funny. Oh, for him?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. Look, this one had one.
And then he'd go somewhere else and he'd buy one and they'd go, what a crap toy.
It's like, what the fuck is this? It's a piece of paper.
Yeah.
That's no good.
This ain't no glass pipe.
I usually get a glass pipe.
That's what they should have. Like
crack pipe.
You should open up that little paper and there should be a bud in there.
Yeah, or a piece of crack.
Crack rock.
Hey, Cracker Jack, get some cracker.
That was the original Cracker Jack.
Dude, I saw...
Crack Jack.
I was laughing, like, I laugh a lot, but it takes a funny comic to get me laughing out loud at 2 in the morning in my living room by myself.
Uh-huh.
I watched an old Mike Birbigliography.
Mm-hmm.
Birbiglia. He was talking about how, you know... What black people always say the N-word, and we can't get away with it. He goes, so he has a bit where he says, me and my cracker friends were driving around, and I said, pass the sun chips, and he's all, cracker, get out of here, not till we get to the picnic, and I'm all, cracker, please. And he's like, that's my voice for, like, a black person, me doing a black person doing a white person, because every black person says, well, I was driving down the road, and he goes, for some reason, we're like some... pharmacist from overseas. He goes, I don't know anybody that talks like that. He goes, so I do this whole bit with cracker this and cracker that, and get out of here, cracker. He goes, and a black guy comes up to me after the show. He's like, you're really funny, man. That was cool, cracker. And I said, I thought that was cool. And he's like, thanks, but you can't really say that. Only we can say that. He goes, you can say cracka if you want, but you can't say cracker.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
I was just laughing because of the way he put it together with
the
N-word thing.
Yeah.
And it was an old thing from 2006.
And certainly the
new.
Real joke is that it's all silly.
Yeah. Cracker, please. Engine, please.
Yep.
Ooh. What? Damn you, Hans.
Hudson.
Hans's CD player.
It's always something cool.
And on Monday, I've never heard of it. At first, I thought he was listening to the band Anvil, which I was like, hey, those guys are cool. But no, he's listening to the Pink Anvil.
Ah.
Halloween Party.
Hmm. You know, I'm going to make a suggestion for Hans based on that. There's some old wrestling albums. I think we talked about this like in season one when somebody had mentioned they were listening to WrestleMania album. But Jim the Anvil Neidhart. He probably had his song on there.
The Pink Anvil.
Yeah.
Maybe. And so, yeah, I've still been rolling the turntable, having a lot of fun with that, listening to a bunch of records. I rolled the Yob Catharsis just recently, so that's what was on my turntable. And I have to mention this, even though it's a double shot, I tried to get Jaden to listen to this old Dr. Seuss album that I found. It was like from the 50s or something. And he wasn't having it. I showed him. I go, check this out. And he's like, what's that? He recognized Horton because Horton's a Dr. Seuss character, and he was kind of stoked a little bit. I go, this is a record. I go, this is what we had to listen to before we had cartoons to watch. Really, I'm not that old, but I was trying to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, you want to listen to it? And he's like, yeah. And I put it on, and it's this goofy Dr. Seuss music. And then some old guy that sounds like he's the narrator from the film you watched in the fifth grade. Horton was walking down the street, and he found blah, blah, blah. And it took him about 30 seconds. He's like, I want to watch cartoons. I was like, you don't want to listen to Dr. Seuss? He's like, no, I don't like that. I'm like, okay, you don't like that. All right, so we won't play Dr. Seuss anymore on the record player.
Yeah, it might be a tough listen.
Yeah, it is.
What about Disco Duck?
I've been trying to figure out how to enunciate words as Donald Duck because I got the sound pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That's Disco Duck with no words, but I can't. I don't see how the person who does it can actually. I can't see. That's weird. So, anybody have any tips on my Donald Duck accent? That'd be pretty good. And this is a bummer for you. You're going to hate this. Today, Monday, August 5th, National Mustard Day.
Oh, fuck off.
He's cringing right now. That's cheaper than a hot dog.
Imagine all three people in that mustard museum right now celebrating.
And that's weird because there's a line in a Beastie Boys song called cheaper than a hot dog with no mustard.
Mustard cost extra in Mexico.
Adam Yauch, birthday today. Mm. He's dead, though.
There was a birthday yesterday, wasn't there?
There's probably a lot of birthdays. Of who?
Isn't that old Mr. Wambach's birthday? August 4th?
Nope.
Somebody's? 19th. Ron's?
Pat's is August 19th,
18th. Ron's is in December, right?
Yeah, you're fucked, dude. You don't know what you're talking about.
Somebody was August 4th.
Also today, see if you recognize this name. Eddie Ojeda. Eddie Fingers Ojeda.
Nope. Don't know.
You like that band a lot. He's a guitar player from...
Ojeda?
Ojeda. O-J-E-D-A. Twisted Sister.
Oh,
Eddie
right.
Fingers Ojeda.
I only know two of those guys.
He was the other guy from J.J. French.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know.
59 today at Twisted Sister is that old. Can't believe that
Damn.
Shit.
It's not, he's about middle age for a Klingon.
Yeah, they lived to be 91, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about, we've been talking about that Black Flag show that I think already happened. Remember Black Flag's touring?
Yeah.
They came to Portland. Greg Ginn is suing his former bandmates for touring under the band's name. Because there's been two of them touring around, suing for touring and using the logo, and he says that his label has exclusive rights. He is suing Keith Morris, Des Cadena, and Chuck Dukowski and Bill Stevenson, though both bands are using the Black Flag name and logo.
What's he want? He wants a cut of the profits?
Yeah, I think
he wants them to cease and desist use?
Yes, cease and desist for sure. He said his label SST exclusively owns the rights to the punk band's name and logo. The alleged infringement of the logo and name is a colorable imitation that's likely to cause confusion or mistake deception among customers. He also names former Black Flag vocalist Henry Rollins in the suit, although they can't figure out why he's included in the lawsuit because he hasn't performed with the band for years. He says he has a radio show on KCRW.
Maybe he's trash talking or live.
He has a column in the LA Weekly and he has a role on FX's Sons of Anarchy. But didn't he get killed? Yeah, so that was over. Oh, that's what I was going to say about Bates Motel. Did you recognize that the cop that had the Asian chick locked in his basement? You know that cop?
Mm-hmm.
Shelby? He is Barbie from Under the Dome. Same dude.
It's been a while since I had watched Bates Motel.
Yeah, and I'd watched Under the Dome and then went back and I go, and he didn't have a beard in Bates Motel. He has a beard in Under the Dome. So it took me about 3 episodes before I realized it was him, and then I checked the name and sure enough it was him, and then he got killed in episode 7. So he's not on that show anymore.
Yeah. Huh.
Yep.
Huh.
What have you been listening to? Anything? Any music?
Kid Rock.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding.
He's offering a $5,000 reward for whoever broke into his
house. Why is he not performing daily fundraisers for Detroit if he loves that damn town so much and has given him so much?
He could raise money to save him from bankruptcy, right?
And Jack White.
Yeah.
All fucking
and Eminem.
Motown.
Eminem.
Motown.
Eminem.
Kiss.
Motown. Detroit Rock City, but they're from New York. They just wrote a song about Detroit because it was hip, I guess. Does that fuck you up? Are you fucked?
You just blew my entire...
You thought Kiss was from Detroit?
Well, they were on that Motown label, weren't they? Casablanca?
That's not a Motown label. That was a New York label ran by Neil Bogart. Which is, he smokes all your weed.
He does. That's why nobody deals with, and that's why they went out of business, because nobody wanted to
deal
with
him. And Humphrey Bogart was in the movie Casablanca, get it? So his Bogart, so he's Bogart in the name, he's Bogart in everything.
Wow.
Do you know brushing your teeth every day could help prevent Alzheimer's?
Huh.
I always forget, though.
Did you know Raven, not so gay?
She is. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But I heard that since she heard that same-sex marriage is okay, that doesn't mean she's going to run out and get married.
Yeah. She just said she's happy that she's allowed to if she wanted to.
Yeah, but I'll just continue to munch carpet.
You think her and Rudy, that's where it started?
Is Rudy gay too?
I don't know.
This is Rudy. I'm not home right now.
I always thought the oldest Cosby girl was kind of
dude, did you
gay.
See her gay?
Yeah.
Did you see her in that Mickey Rourke movie? Lisa Bonet?
No. Oh. The other one.
Oh.
There was the one that was already off to college. The Cosby girl. Not Lisa Bonet. Her name was something else. Sophia or something.
Oh. Well, Lisa Bonet got naked and crazy in that one movie with Mickey Rourke. I can't remember what it was. Something weird. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Are you talking about The Wrestler or like that an older movie?
An older movie.
Yeah. Like I knew she had 90s. A long time ago.
It was called Devil Heart.
Wild at Heart.
Angel Devil Heart something.
Orchid. Wild Orchids.
I'll look it up and we'll tell you on Wednesday because that'll be a good story for Hump Day because we'll be humping. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Pizza Now, for providing us with lovely pizzas.
Oh, yeah.
And we're still looking for more sponsors. If you'd like us to read your name and talk about you on the internets, we reached over 93, 94 countries, something like that.
We still do the $5 an episode thing.
$5 an episode or 200 million for the full season.
3 episodes for $10.
We'll do 3 full episodes of just talking 1 hour about nothing but you if you give us $500. 3 full episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you're from China, make sure to go out and check out terrygile.com. It has all my shows coming up. We got plugs coming up after the show. I got a lot of comedy shows coming up in August. I'm pretty stoked. I've got 6 scheduled showcases in August. Not to mention I'm going to try to pull off a couple open mics in between those. See if I can do 10 sets in a month. I'd be pretty stoked about that. So yeah, stick around after the show. Got lots of shows after the show. We got lots of shows. That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of shows coming up.
There is some shows coming up.
Well, those are some weird zombie pictures.
Coming up on Wednesday, episode 526.
What does that mean?
I don't know. 526. That's a prime number.
How do you know that?
It's not.
Is it divided by itself?
No prime number. No even number is prime. And there it's always divisible by 2.
See, I forget a lot of math. I don't really know what's going on, but... whatever.
I think there's 25 prime numbers between 0 and 100.
Hey, if you're listening on today, Monday, go down to the Donk Gong Comedy and see if you can't get gonged off the stage. Tell a joke or two.
Gong! You guys could get chonged. Chonged off stage.
The Donkey Chong Comedy. Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah. I listened to that sit-down stand-up with Tommy Chong.
Sweet.
I like that Sonny Fox. He's pretty cool.
Yeah, he is. He's very low-key, and he asks some good questions.
Check that out, sonnyfox.com.
Yeah.
See you guys on Wednesday.
Rock on.
Metal. Up your ass. I told you, Taggots. What's going on? I changed the song on your asses.
What?
Yep. Hope you enjoy the new background music, courtesy of Mr. Frank Zappa. Can't go see him anymore, but this Thursday you can go see Foghat at the River Rhythms in Monteith Park. It's a free show right down there by the post office, around First down there, downtown Albany. Also, starting this Thursday, it's a four-day metal festival up in Portland at Bronx, the Northwestern Black Circle, number 5, featuring such great bands like Satan's Host, Witch Haven, Poison Idea, Coven, Ghoul, Drawn and Quartered, Toxic Holocaust, Ceremonial Castings, and about 35 other bands. It's a $52 ticket for a four-day show, or you can get $14 a day in advance or $16 a day at the door. That's at Bronx in Portland. Great metal up there. Also, let's see, August 20th, it's the Melvins at the Wonder Ballroom with Honky opening up the show. That should be a good one. Old Honky. August 24th, it's Black Sabbath at the Gorge up in George Washington, Gorge Amphitheater. Old school weirdo Gary Newman in Cars coming to the Wow Hall August 29th. That's still weird to me, but whatever. August 30th, it's comedy at the Baghdad with your host Tristan Spillman. One of the last comedy nights there after their 6 or 7 year run.
What?
It'll be me and about 6 other comics telling jokes up there at the historic Baghdad Theater, 37th and Hawthorne in Portland. September 8th, it's the Uproar Festival with Alice in Chains and Jane's Addiction and a bunch of other bands. Also, if you go vote for them and they get enough votes, 30 Pound Test might be playing at that show.
What?
As well as In Her Memory, both in the running for being the local band to open the show. So, go to their websites and check that out. I almost forgot Friday night, this Friday night. I already talked about it during the show, but this is plugs, so I get to talk about it again. It's Comedy as Advertised, Friday, August 9th at the Granary Pizza Company on 5th. That's East 5th, down by the 5th Street Public Market in Eugene. It'll be Alex Elkin headlining. I'll be doing a feature set, as well as a couple other newbies, Brandon Tate and another guy. I can never remember his last name, but come check it out. Seth Milstein is your host. It's $5 at the door. It starts about 9:30. Come out and laugh with us. I got some good metal shows coming up at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland. Between the Buried and Me, October 3rd. October 11th, it's Diamond Head and Raven. October 13th, Creator and Overkill. Godflesh is coming back. Tons of good metal shows. Tons of good comedy shows coming up. Let's see, what else I got this month? I almost forgot all my shit. Can't do that. Let's see, August 17th, it's a Saturday night. I'll be at Sam Bond's Garage for Bleepin' Funny. Starts early at 6 o'clock, 6 to 7:30, so come out for that. And during the Eugene Celebration, which is August 23rd through the 25th, I'll be at the Cosmic Pizza telling jokes at 6 o'clock on that Friday and Saturday, the 23rd and 24th. And then on the 24th, I'll be at the Celebration, downtown Eugene, emceeing between bands on one of the stages down there between 1:30 and 5:30. So I'll get to do a couple 15-minute sets and also introduce the upcoming bands and announce some sponsors and some other dumb shit like that. So come down to the Eugene Celebration. I've never been, and I'm going to be
performing there, so that should be fun. I heard there's a bunch of good local bands and whatnot. So let's see, there's that, and then there's there was one other thing coming up that I can't remember. Oh well, we'll go on to September. September 13th, it's a Friday the 13th. Comedy extravaganza at the Tiny Tavern down there on 4th and Blair with your host, Mac Chase. It'll be me and Max Brockman and a couple other comics. And then way down the line, September 29th, it's a Sunday, back to Sam Bond's Garage for Bleepin' Funny with your hostess, Leanne Joshua. All right, you guys, thanks for listening to the Terry and Gash Comedy Show. Go out and do some fun stuff. Don't just sit around listening to the computer all day. I know we're funny and everything, but come on. Get out and do something. I guess that's all. I'm going to smoke this joint now. Frank, you just keep playing your guitar. Whoa, peaches and regalia joint.